Good morning. Thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show. We like to start off every morning putting a little smile on your face with a cup of joy.
And this morning's cup of joy is a shout out to all the first responders and emergency workers and cleaning crews on the scene of that accident on 76 yesterday. I heard from so many people who had loved ones who were there, whether they were EMTs or there's one woman who sent me a note on Facebook saying that her husband was the tow truck operator.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And she was like, it is not good. It was a really bad scene. So thoughts and prayers go out to the family that was involved in that fatal accident. And also, I mean, dealing with stuff like that, especially this close to the holidays, is not easy at right. all. So, I mean, gosh, just
at any moment, they could deal with something that we would never, ever experience in our life.
Yes.
And it could be on a daily basis.
Yes.
For them that this could happen. So.
Absolutely. So just know that you guys are in our thoughts and our prayers. But on a positive side of this, I don't know if it was positive, but it made me chuckle because I was posting kind of on Facebook. I was posting, you know, as the day was droning on as the morning was continuing, and I was sitting there watching the sunrise. And I started to have to go to the bathroom. And then what do you do, right? Like there's a Jersey barrier on one side. There's a rig on the other. On the other side of the rig, because of course I'm in the left lane. On the other side of the rig,
we know how you drive.
There's a mountain, so there's nowhere to go. I had nowhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So I had to just stop thinking about it. I'm calling people. Of course, no one's awake that early in the morning. I was like, all right, just need to figure this out. And then I heard from a woman on Facebook named Patty who said, oh, dear Lord, you're not the first person that this has happened to. I was stuck in traffic on I-84 once and I had to dump a barrel of pretzels out the window and take that barrel and crawl into the back seat. So
because
it's not an easy task for a woman you're in an unusual position like that.
Yeah, I guess for a guy, it's so much easier. I mean, whether you take your coffee mug, you just launch the coffee out the window and then just
go.
You could probably drive and it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
And that's all I was thinking about was like, why can't I be a man right now?
Just
like,
for this
none
moment.
Of the guys are having a problem with this. Only the women have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Guys can go anywhere. So it got me thinking.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like we can get at least one person to give us a good story of being in an unusual place where you had to create your own bathroom.
Because I'm sure everybody has this moment, but getting someone to call up and admit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
One good one.
Yeah. I mean, like in college, that's one thing.
Sure.
But like as an adult, when you know better and you're not being irresponsible and you're like, but listen, nature calls and I've just got to do it. We would love to hear from you this morning. That's our challenge to you, XTU Nation. 215-263-6700.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
Good morning. It's the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU. And Andy yesterday was stuck in, what was it, like 4 hours of traffic on the Schuylkill. And, you know, nature calls sometimes. And when you're in a situation like that, well, you know, what are you going to do? So, Jennifer, what's your story about having to go, well, you know, when you had to go?
I was driving home from school, wanting to drive. I figured I'd make it. I got in a car accident. I could no longer hold it.
Oh.
I had to pull over on the side of the highway, and I filled an entire Gatorade bottle. Half a Gatorade Park bottle was not with spill.
Oh my gosh!
Goodness.
I don't know that we can top that. I mean, only because no one in the world goes that much.
Had you not gone for weeks?
She's a camel, babe.
All morning in class.
Oh, that is too much. Jennifer, thank you. We're glad that you're safe. And now, no. Go before you go, okay?
Always.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Jennifer.
Have a good one.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Jason. What's your story?
Good morning. How you doing, guys? Well, we all meet for work in the morning, ride together in a pickup truck. So we get to the job, and I had to go. Well, there was a shed there near the truck. So I run out, lean up on the shed, and I got a little bit on the shed.
Oh, no.
No big deal. Everybody's laughing. We laughed about it all the way to work.
Sure you did.
Now, when we come back to get our cars, the one guy goes, oh, my God, the shed's gone. We look over, the shed was gone. Now, it probably was a coincidence. They were probably taking the shed down, but still, that is hilarious. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
It always says, probably a coincidence.
Yeah, but you never know, sure. Do you? Layla, what's your story?
Yeah, so I have a pretty good one, I think. I, like, thought I was going to take this to my grave, but I guess you guys are worth it.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you'll remember this day well. It was the slightly after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so obviously we were excited. I had just sold my soul to get off work for the day of the Eagles parade so that I could go. We were super pumped about that. And we did a little pre-gaming, you know, we were having a good time. So naturally, I had to pee pretty badly by the time we got downtown to see the parade. And we're standing in that massive crowd. And I was like, guys, I got to go. There is nowhere. We are squished against 4 billion other people we don't know. We tried to, like, kind of weave our way out of the crowd. People were like, oh, you're never going to get back in here. Like, stop trying to push through us. People were angry and screaming. The bathrooms were nowhere in sight. I was like, guys, like, we're never going to get back here. So I had a lovely Wawa cup that I had been drinking out of that morning, and I decided that my only option besides passing away from having to pee too much was to squat down in broad daylight while my friends kind of surrounded me in a circle and propped me up and peed in the Wawa cup on the street in the daylight at the Eagles parade.
Wow.
Yep. I don't regret it. At all.
At this point, Layla, we're surprised you even remember it.
So am I. You and I both. It was early in the day.
Thanks so much, Layla. Thanks for coming clean. I'm glad you think we're worth it.
Yeah, you guys are. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you as well.
Bye-bye.
Fresh squeeze, age free. Now with more fiber. The Andy Summers Show. The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.